Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We are talking about a very big subject that I feel like if you're a mother or know a mother, you definitely know about the overwhelming mental load of motherhood. So we're going to talk about that today with Chelsea and Caitlin. They have an amazing account that I will link and that you guys can follow. Their account is really filled with wonderful posts and nuggets of wisdom that are really easily digestible and easy to kind of look at and absorb quickly. So follow them if you are a mom or if you know somebody who is a mom and you want to find ways to support them in a really great way. So we'll get right to talking to them. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, make sure you do that because we are back up and running with a newsletter with all the products and also recaps of every session that we do. So, or every episode that we do. So make sure you do that. It's a link in my bio. We will go ahead and do that. And now I'm going to add in Chelsea and Caitlin. I want you guys to just explain a little bit about what you do in your account, which I think is so awesome and really just well done, especially for me as a mom. Like, I don't spend as much time looking at actual mm-hmm. posts on Instagram anymore, but when I see one of your guys' posts, it's so easy to kind of look at it, digest the information, and it's very like visually appealing. So I love and appreciate all of that, but I want you guys to explain what you guys do, and then we can go into kind of like the subjects that we're going to talk about and why they're as popular as you guys say they are, but really kind of where you guys got your start.
Yeah. So we really got our start when I had my first child and I was a psychologist, and I'm like, you know what? It'll be fine. Like, I work with people. I know the skills, the strategies, and it postpartum anxiety hit me like a freight train, kind of out of nowhere. And I felt that I really wasn't necessarily equipped to manage it. And the resources weren't necessarily out there. There was a lot on postpartum depression, but postpartum anxiety was just not really a thing that was talked about. So then fast forward a couple of years, Chelsea has her baby and her experience in the NICU. And then I have my second one. And we really felt that there was such a lack of kind of that easily digestible information. And I would often go down a Google search that is not helpful, especially for somebody with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I needed credible information and tools to just manage some of the things and people to relate to and to know that, like, I'm not the only one in the world experiencing this, experiencing these intrusive thoughts, this high level of anxiety.
Got it. So when you and I were, or the three of us were kind of deciding what we were going to talk about or what the most popular subjects are for you guys and that people ask the most about, the big mental load of motherhood was one of them. Depression was another one. Anxiety was another one. When I'm talking to all of the moms, even in my mom group, some of them watching right now, and we're constantly always talking, a lot of us asking questions with one another. And then there is a, you know, overall big conversation of just the big load of motherhood, whether you have one kid, two kids, five kids, whatever that is, you can have a really helpful and hands-on partner. And it still is, you constantly feel like there's so much to do all the time. Can you talk a little bit about why this seems to be such a big subject for you guys specifically? And it seems like just overall right now.
Yeah, I think it comes down to there's so many juggling balls, right? People have to do so many things right now. We have a lot of, you know, moms who are feeling like through the pandemic and everything that they're going through, that they felt really isolated and removed from their support systems, whatever that looked like. And so I think it really just allowed space for that conversation to really start happening and allow people to be like, there are so many things that I think about all the time. My mental to-do list is nonstop, and it's impacting how I'm functioning day to day, and it's impacting how I feel about motherhood, right? It's taking away some of that joy, or it's making me feel more isolated. And so I think there's just been more space for that conversation, which has been awesome to see.
And what do you do as far as like suggestions for that? Because I feel like, as you were saying, like the rabbit hole of Google can be a overwhelming one, but I also feel like there's a huge, you know, blessing in having these devices that are with us all the time, but also you kind of have to be like, oh, I remembered to do this. Let me pick up and do this, or let me pick up and order this from Amazon, or, you know, send a message to this person or call this person. Like, you're constantly needing to do things that take you away from being present with your child and also add up on the list. So it's kind of about finding a balance between the do and like the rush of it all, and then also being a present, you know, a partner, a present parent. And are there kind of specific tips or suggestions that you give people to find some sort of a happy
so
medium there?
For myself, because it's like there's so many things to do, it's really about, okay, what are my values? For myself, like as a psychologist, like my work is very important, and then my kids are very important. And then for my partner, he really values like a home-cooked meal, where that is really low on my priority list, right? For myself, I'm like, okay, I'm going to spend time with my kids. And then I got some work to do. I got some research to do. But for my partner, he's like, okay, I really want a home cooked meal. And I'm like, I'm okay with like, Katie, whatever. That is just lower on my priority list. And then sometimes those balls are going to drop, right? Maybe our house is a little bit of a dumpster fire sometimes, but I get to spend time with my kids. And it's that trade-off. It's knowing that I'm not going to have a clean house. My kids aren't going to have like this delicious home-cooked meal all the time. I'm not going to be like a super like well-informed, like research back everything like a psychologist if I want those other things. And then I'm also not going to be able to spend the time that I want with my kids if I'm busy cleaning, if I'm busy like cooking, if I'm busy doing all the other things. So it's like for myself, it's like, what are your priorities? And then those go up here. And then it's realizing that, okay, maybe my house is like not picture perfect, and that's okay. Maybe I throw together pancakes for supper, and that's okay too. It's recognizing that we can't do it all, and we can't do it all well. So it's what's important to you.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Are there specific things that you advise women who are, or men, parents who feel like there are moments in their days where they get so overwhelmed or so anxious, so just inundated with all of the responsibilities that come with parenthood, especially motherhood? Are there kind of a couple of tricks that you could talk about that you give people to kind of calm them, center mentor them and bring them back to a place of like, okay,
yeah, absolutely.
I know what I'm doing here.
I think it really comes down to basic needs. And I know self-care is such like a hot word and kind of has lost its meaning in everybody talking about it. So it's really going back to basic needs and like, are you meeting your basic needs throughout the day, you know? And what we call it is like, am I hungry? Am I tired? Am I clean? So if we can kind of ask yourself those three questions, you know, do I need to grab a snack, have a drink of water? You know, am I functioning of a place of my kids got up four times last night and I'm just not going to be, you know, as on top of everything as I can today? And am I clean? Like, can I change my clothes? Do I have time for a shower? Like, what does that look like to kind of reset the day? And we always, always encourage mantras because we find they can be so validating for people to say to themselves. So if you know what, I'm having a bad moment does not make me a bad mom. And that's okay, right? And it's just giving yourself those opportunities to recognize that and say those things to yourself and even validate that for yourself. And then the other piece that we often go to is sensory breaks, right? Motherhood is loud. The kids are loud. Toys are loud, right? So much can be going on. And so really taking a sensory break and finding what that looks for you, right? Is it that you've been like clung to all day long and you just need a couple minutes where no one's touching you? Is it, you know, you can see your kids playing in a safe space and you're going to put your headphones in for a minute and not listen to Bluey or not listen to the 17 toys that are singing in the background? Or can you turn some of those off and just have it be a little bit more quiet, right? Really trying to calm your system down through taking away some of that overstimulation that can happen.
When you look at people that you talk to or that you see, maybe, you know, maybe it's you two personally, maybe it's your friends who feel like they are balancing the mental load of motherhood really well. And, you know, maybe have moments, of course, where you do have setbacks, but people who are balancing that really efficiently and effectively in their day-to-day lives, is there a common theme there that you see with those people that, you know, oh, they, you know, wake up early before their children, or oh, they make sure to get this amount of sleep, or they make sure to have, you know, a date night every single week? Or like, is there a common theme of people that you see handling the mental load of motherhood really?
Say support, right? People that have a lot of support, both like physically in person and also like emotionally, right? Even if that person can't be there, it's like, you know what, you got this. It's that text, it's that phone call with that person that can be like, okay, reaffirming, validating, and also having that physical support of, do you have somebody that you can drop your kids off with, right? For a date night or something like that. But I would say the biggest theme I see is having that support that are there, that are validating, that are respectful of you and your boundaries.
There were a couple of people who talked mm-hmm. about kind of this support village. I have talked a lot recently just about the importance of, you know, being able to have those people, whether it's on text in like my mom group chat that I always, you know, am talking to, if that's venting up, venting with people, if that's, you know, venting about your kids or, you know, your family, like there are a bunch of different things that come up in a day or questions that you might have for other moms. There is a huge benefit to kind of going back in time to how people used to live and how people used to raise their families, with having their own family close so they could call on their siblings, call on their parents, call on family members to kind of step up and watch their kids, help out when they need. There, for me personally, since I've been traveling and leaving my house a lot more lately for work, it's been hugely helpful for me to be able to have my sister and my mom to step up when I need them to help me with my girls. Is that a common theme that you see for people to kind of have those built-in people? If it's two people, if it's four people that you can really call on when you're in a bind to say like, this is where I need your help, and also have a judgment-free kind of mentality between
Absolutely.
That relationship.
And for myself, none of my family lives in Lethbridge. My husband's from British Columbia. I'm from Saskatchewan. So we don't have any family where we're at. But what we've done is within the community that we live, our neighbors are really our support system. And we just really, we moved there in 2019 and we developed this close friendship. So it's like, if I got to work late, I'm calling them being like, can you pick up Jacek from school? And it's like, yep, absolutely. They can do it. Right. So even if it's not family, it's like, who else can you rely on? Maybe it's neighbors. Maybe it's, you know what, your babysitter. Maybe it's like your friend's parents, but it's like, who can be part of your village? And some people, they don't talk or they don't have relationships with their family, right? But it's like, who can be part of that village that you can create?
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There were people who were asking if you thought that you were going to have that village when you were pregnant and you did not have that village in reality, how to forgive or lower your expectations of your friends or the people that you thought were going to be there for you in one way that actually turned out not to be. People were asking about how to move on from that. Mm-hmm. That kind of feeling of being upset.
Yeah, I think when
that.
In those circumstances, it's really important to allow yourself to grieve, right? There's probably a lot of grief that comes with that and missed expectations or, you know, people really not stepping up when you thought they would. And so what we see a lot with people who are going through that is they don't allow themselves to grieve because they're like, well, I have so much to focus on or I shouldn't feel this way or, you know, different types of things that they'll tell themselves. And so when you really allow space for that emotional experience of what you're going through, we often find people will move through that a little bit faster. And then they can maybe redirect that and try to find, you know, is it an online community or is it, you know, people within your actual community as well?
Yeah. And sometimes it is that online community too, right? We've had multiple people that say like, I find your page validating, supportive. Like, I feel that we're friends because I don't have that community, but you come online and you talk to us and you say like, what's going on? So for lots of people, it's like an online community, especially during the pandemic too.
Yeah, no, that was definitely, I mean, a huge part of like why I started doing this was just like the need of having a community in a time where we were all so isolated. And, you know, motherhood is one of those things that, you know, it's, you can do it on your own, but the ability to do it while having a community, whether that's virtually, physically, and also emotionally, mentally, spiritually, is such a huge part of being, I feel like, a successful mother. And successful meaning like, you know, you have the ability to try and balance all the different parts of motherhood and all the different demands of it, and also be able to, you know, give yourself a moment to breathe is really important. There's so much conversation around all of the different parts that contribute to this big mental load of motherhood. There's, you know, so many different things going on today. There's a bunch of different things to think about. There's devices. There's, you know, a lot of anxieties and stresses. There are, you know, great parts as well. But there's a lot of it that, you know, when you talk to older generations, like my mom, for example, that they kind of go back to this idea of a simpler time of not having to go on and quickly Amazon something. While that's convenient, it also is, you know, something that's constantly going on in your mind. It's taking you away from being present. There are conveniences, modern day conveniences, and then there are also parts of it that are adding, I think, to this kind of go, 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 stress, anxious, you know, reality that a lot of us have. Are there things that you would say that we could implement maybe moms who are dealing with anxiety or depression in various stages of motherhood that you can implement in your homes or in your day-to-day lives that allow you to kind of go back to this simpler, less anxious time of
parenthood? It depends on what's obviously going to work for your family. But one thing we recommend to clients often is, you know, kind of that like to-do list or even like a set in your calendar, but like have time blocked off in your day. So it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, the kids are going to go to bed and I'm going to do my Amazon shopping for 15 minutes. And then I'm going to set a timer on my phone to remind me to like, hey, that's enough. You need a break, right? It's really trying to have those like really loud signals so that you know that you're able to take a step back from some of those things, because you're right. It's so easy, right? You're like, oh, got to order Amazon. I got to call the doctor tomorrow. I got to do this. I got to do that. And so, you know, sometimes people's brains really aren't shutting off. So we really want some awareness around what we're thinking about and how much that's impacting us.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to partner relationships, I know you guys also do posts about, you know, people feeling in the postpartum period irritated or frustrated with their partners. If you are a mom and you feel like your partner is not having to carry the amount of responsibilities that maybe you have, of just even just like the mental checklist of going through things constantly, that you look at your partner and maybe your partner is not doing the same thing and you're frustrated. That seems to be a common theme with a lot of my friends and their, you know, kind of moments of venting is, you know, why am I thinking of all these things and maybe my partner is not, or this person who's supposed to be helping me isn't, like all of those kind of frustrations of it being I think you guys actually posted this. It was like kind of a seesaw of the weight not being evenly distributed. So is there, and I'm sure that that's a conversation that you have a lot with clients, is like that balance. Are there kind of conversation starters or tips that you would have or give to people that would like to be able to kind of split up those responsibilities and have Absolutely. Help in certain areas?
And I think the biggest thing is having that open communication with your partner and just say, I'm feeling overwhelmed with the load of the things that I have to do. What can we split, right? What can we share? And even I was talking to my friend, it's like, okay, I'm planning the birthday party, I'm buying the presents, I'm, you know what, doing the decorations, like all of those little things that he just wouldn't necessarily think about. And it's like, you know what, I'm okay with doing that. But there's one day where, you know what, you take the meals for the day, or you take this. But it's going back to having that open communication to prevent that resentment from building up, because pretty easily it could be like, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm so pissed off about it. But it's like, how can we prevent that? Communication, mm-hmm. right? It's like, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling frustrated. This is what I need you to do.
And are there ways that you can do that in a gentle way so your partner absorbs the information without feeling like they're being attacked, or feeling like they're being told like, oh, I'm not a good enough partner, I'm not doing this good enough? Like that's something that I feel like I'm constantly hearing with all of my friends, is like, I'm, you know, trying not to delegate and be the person who has to tell everybody what to do, but also at the same time, you want help and support. So you want to have communication, but you don't want someone to feel
Absolutely.
Attacked.
And I think process. Part of it is just saying, I'm feeling this, and that's okay. But then also it's remembering, it's like, okay, they're not mind readers. I need to communicate that to him. And I know that's a trap that I've fallen into, and probably everybody has. It's like, well, they should just know. But it's like, sometimes they just don't. And sometimes we need to say what we need and how we're feeling.
Got it. For moms who are just feeling always exhausted, there were a bunch of questions who were just moms who just said like, I'm always exhausted. I can accomplish X, Y, and Z all the time. I'm still always exhausted. What is your advice for just like the overall theme that moms feel of just like being tapped out in pretty much all buckets of life, that they're tapped out physically, tapped out emotionally, tapped out spiritually, and they're just
times. That a ton. And really what we're looking at is some form of burnout, right? It's like, okay, you've been burning the candle at both ends, so to speak, and you have nothing left, right? And so moms come to us all the time and they're like, I don't find joy. I'm exhausted. Nothing feels like, everything feels overwhelming. I feel like I don't even know where to start, right? And it's super overwhelming because you just feel so exhausted. And so a lot of things, again, we'll come back to those basic needs and we'll start at the basics, right? Like, where are you at? How are you taking care of yourself? What does that look like? And no, you know, if you're not able to have that support or you're not able to do like an hour to yourself, which would be lovely, but for some people that's impossible. It's really about being intentional of what you're doing for yourself throughout the day, right? It's really being intentional to be like, you know, I can't remember to eat, but I'm going to put a notification or reminder in my phone and that can go off. And then I'll be like, okay, can I grab a snack? Can I grab a granola bar or whatever that might look like, right? But we really want to start there and build up, because if you're already feeling exhausted and already feeling burnt out, you know, being like, well, just take an hour to go exercise is going to feel
like, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No, I can't do that. So it's like starting like 5 minutes for myself when it was like I was in the thick of it. It's like, okay, I'm gonna sit and drink my coffee for 5 minutes and watch like Love with Kelly and Ryan, or I'm gonna listen to like part of a Crime Junkie episode, like 5-10 minutes. How can I just reset my nervous system, have my cup of coffee and my blanket, and just breathe and calm myself?
What about mom guilt? Someone just asked about mom guilt. I feel like that's something that I myself find myself experiencing lately, especially because with my first daughter, who's 2.5, I've spent most of, you know, her life home with her, you know, just her and I together. And then when I had my second daughter, we've all been together. And as of late, when my children's book came out, I'm leaving the home a lot more, and you feel guilty. Like, even if you have spent all this time and you know, of course I come home and I spend so much time with my kids, which I absolutely love, and with my husband and with my family, you still do have this guilt of like, oh, you know, I'm going to leave and they're going to say their first word, or they're going to start walking, or like, you know, all of this stuff that of course is just beating yourself up. And you see other moms that are leaving the house or leaving, you know, the state to go and work, and, you know, working much longer hours, but you do still feel this guilt and this sense of like beating yourself up for not doing enough in certain areas. Is there advice that you have for dealing with mom guilt?
Guilt's a big one. I think it starts like as soon as, you know, you get that positive pregnancy test and you're like,
you're thinking about like, what did I eat? What did I drink? Oh my God.
Right. And so we love self-compassion as a tool to kind of help with that, right? Really allowing space to be like, my emotions are valid. What I'm feeling is valid. It's coming from a place of that I'm trying to be the best mom I can be, or I'm trying to do all of these things, but I also know that I'm important too, right? And so just giving yourself that kindness, and, you know, it is as cheesy as it sounds, you know, talking to a friend, but we really want to do that to ourselves. We're so great at like attuning to our children and attuning to people around us.
Pumping everybody else up, right?
So learning self-compassion or practicing it even can really help counteract with that guilt.
And it's recognizing like you deserve that time too, right? Mm-hmm. To have that career, to meet some of those needs. And when you fill your bucket in that way, you're going to come home with a bucket that's full, rather than it's like, oh, that bucket is getting pretty small by the end of the day.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have, because you said that you have a lot of moms who come in that are exhausted, or that say that they're just like tapped out. Is there kind of one thing that you say to those moms who come in, and I know we're almost out of time, but who you would say like, okay, this is one thing that you can leave this conversation or leave this session or this, you know, conversation doing differently to help with your exhaustion or your burnout as a mom?
I think it's really having a mantra to validate yourself would be number one, right? Something that can recognize, okay, this is my emotional experience. This is what I'm experiencing right now. And I need to honor that. And then two is even starting so small. So if you can find, let's say 30 seconds every other day, we start there, right? Finding somewhere practical to start that allows you that opportunity to feel like you're just making a little bit of movement forward, right? Instead of feeling like you're on this hamster wheel that you're just stuck on.
I love that. I think that's all so helpful. And I know that there are so many, I mean, all of the questions that came in, I was like, these come up weekly, if not daily, in my mom group conversation. So I know that you guys are doing a ton of really awesome work to just help with the mental health aspect of motherhood and also allowing people to feel less alone in their journey with all the posts that you guys do. So I'm really grateful that you guys squeezed in this time with me today, because I know you guys are so busy. But I'm really grateful. And I think that it's so important that you guys are able to provide this really supportive and honest and just real support system for moms online. And I'm grateful that you guys shared.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate your work that you're doing, and your BDA series is, it's amazing, right? It's just creating a community.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Bye, Catherine. Have a good day.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.